Morning and welcome to Fluidra's presentation of results for the first quarter of 2015. My name is Cristina Del Castillo. I'm the Director of Relations with Investors and Shareholders of Fluidra. The presentation will be made by Eloy Planes, CEO, and Xavier Tintoré, Corporate General Manager. The documentation, which will be used as a support for this presentation, will be in our web page. It has also been sent this morning to the stock exchange authorities, and you can find them in that body's web page. The recording of this multiconference will be available the following working day in the company's web page under Shareholders and Investors. Let's start the presentation. I give the floor to Mr. Eloy Planes.
Thank you, Cristina. Good morning and welcome to the presentation of results of Fluidra for the first quarter 2015. We have ended 2014 with good results, and we have fully reached the goals we had defined. These results place us once again in a unique global position in our industry in order to grow and develop our business, both in terms of the geographies and the activities. So we start 2015 with a focus placed on sustainable and sustained growth. The figures that we present here today, in spite of not being a significant quarter because it is the quarter before the start of the campaign, well, it shows very positive figures, which reaffirm our growth goal and the data that we had forecasted during the closing of the fiscal year and that we shared with all of you in the previous results presentation. The market evolution, in general terms, has been very good, basically in all of the countries in which we operate except for North America and China, which we hope will recover during the next quarters. The growth in Europe and Australia, which as a whole grow at a pace above 9%, and they account for more than three-fourths of all of our sales, give us a great perspective of solidity and trust for 2015. We feel very confident, and this positive trend I've just mentioned, we started noticing it during the second half of 2014, and it has continued during the first quarter of the year, and it will be kept during our forecasted data for April. So let's now analyze the results for the first quarter of the year on page number three. Sales reach 134.7 million euro, which implies a growth rate of 3.2% compared to the first quarter 2014. If we take a constant perimeter, sales grow above 7%, and if we adjust them for perimeter and currency, they grow about 2%. EBITDA improves by 11.7%, and it reaches 10.3 million euro, thanks to the increase of the gross margin as a result of our cost and price management. Net profit shows losses of 5.5 million euro. These losses reflect the accounting of the costs associated to the cancellation of the new finance contract. The costs that have been accounted for add up to 4.8 million euro before taxes. The net profit adjusted for these financial costs reach losses of 2 million euro, improving by 50% our losses in 2014. During this first quarter of the year, cash generation, the working capital management, and our net debt are well aligned with the period in which we find ourselves. Therefore, we have started 2015 very well with great dynamism. As a proof of that is that we show, well, Fluidra has kept on creating and building its future up. As we can see on page number four, we have opened up a branch in Vietnam to reinforce our growth in the Southeastern Asia region, and we have acquired Price Chemicals, an Australian company specializing in the manufacturing and distribution of products for the chemical treatment of water. This acquisition continues with Fluidra's strategy to reinforce its presence in the Australian market, completing its product range, pumps, filters, accessories for cleaning and heating equipment, with chemical products that disinfect and keep and keep the water in the pools under under good conditions. Price Chemicals is one of the leading companies in Australia in the supply of water treatment products to the Australian industry, with pools and spas, and it has an annual turnover of about 7 million euros. Next, I'm going to give the floor to our corporate general manager, Mr. Xavier Tintoré, who will explain in greater detail the financial year's results. Thank you, Lloyd. Now I'm going to give you a detailed explanation of the results we have obtained during the first quarter, which, as you know, weighs very little in our group's annual results. On page number 5, we analyze the evolution of the main lines in the P&L account. The sales figure grows by 3.2%, and if we adjust it for perimeter, it turns into 7%. The gross margin improves by 130 base points, mainly supported by the improvement actions in price-wise and the cost reduction that the group is carrying out in all of its geographies. Operational expenses before provisions and depreciation reach 60.8 million, with an increase of 2.9 million compared to the previous year. And this has been promoted by the investments in the Asian, Australian and Latin American areas, the impact of foreign exchange and the evolution of variable expenses associated to the increase of sales in Europe. Provisions for bad debt reach 1.7 million euro, a figure that accounts for 1.3% of our sales, with a reduction in the European markets and an increase in the Northern African area. The greater volume and the improvement in the margin compensate for the investment in OPEX and provisions, and that explains the improvement in our EBITDA that goes from 9.2 to 10.3 million euro. Under the EBITDA, we would like to highlight two factors, the tax rate and the financial result. The tax rate during this quarter is abnormally high, and it will be normalized during the first quarters, the next quarters, as we get into the campaign and we acquire greater volumes of activity, ending the year with normal standard values for our company. The financial expenses reflect the impact of the new financing contract signed in February for the next 5 years. According to the accounting rules, we have carried out a write-off of the commission's pending amortization of the previous credit, of the previous loan, and the opening commission for the new loan, with an extraordinary charge of 4.8 million euros this quarter. This extraordinary charge will be compensated during the year with a very significant reduction of the financial cost of our debt, because the margin that's applied is a bit less than half of the previous loan. These factors explain why, in spite of improvement of the EBITDA and of the EBIT, with figures above 1 million euro, our net profit goes back. Just by adjusting the extraordinary expense of the banking commissions, our net profit would have improved by 46%. On page number 6, you can see the evolution of sales geographic areas. An excellent performance of Europe in general. Spain actually is highlighted within the continent with a growth rate close to 13%, which basically comes from the market of professional installers, both in the swimming pool industry and in water treatment and irrigation. In the south of Europe, if we adjust it for disposals, we see that France improves significantly during the previous quarters, and it's basically flat with a good month of March, and we hope good growth rates in April. A good performance in the central, north and east of Europe, with sales growth, a double-digit sales growth rate in constant currency, especially in Germany and the UK, two of our most relevant markets in this area. On the other hand, the evolution in Asia and Australia show different situations. On the one hand, China is a bit delayed in the project execution side, which is clearly compensated for its activity in the Asian Southeast and in Australia. I'd like to highlight as well Australia, which keeps on having a good performance. It is gaining market share and with double-digit growth rates, in spite of the fact that they still have not included Price Chemicals activity. As you will remember, this company was acquired during the first quarter, but it will start being consolidated in the group in April. And finally, the rest of the world, The reduction is due to a bad start of the campaign in North America, which has not been compensated with growth in the Latin American and African areas. On page 7, we show the evolution of the different groups' business units. A good evolution of swimming pools in general, with a good performance in commercial pools, supported by the growth in Latin America. Water treatment also shows a good performance, associated to the evolution of the residential segment, with a special performance of Spain, Australia, and Southeastern Asia. Irrigation is strongly influenced by the disinvestment of the disposal in France carried out in June 2014. Fluid handling grows while it degrows by 7.9% with a sudden delay in activity in the Chinese area. On page number 8, we show the evolution of the group's working capital. The net working capital reaches 233.6 million euros at the end of the quarter, with a growth rate of 2.1%. This figure is strongly influenced by the evolution of foreign exchange. The net working capital in 2014 with foreign exchange rates of 2015 would be placed at 245 million, which implies 12 million euros above what we have closed during the first quarter. I'd like to highlight also the management carried out in accounts receivable, where the company has accelerated significantly its average collection period. The ratio of accounts receivable over sales during the last 12 months was last year of 31.9%, and in 2015 it is 29.4%, which implies collecting 9 days earlier. On the next page, we show the evolution of the net financial debt and the free cash flow. This quarter is always a quarter devoted to investment because we are preparing for the spring and summer campaigns in the Northern Hemisphere. The company has used 61.7 million euro, with a greater use coming from operations, basically due to the effect of the working capital and some payments for acquisitions that reflect mainly the last payment for earnout at Yulee. The net financial debt is 206 million euro, about 26 million below the previous year and very well aligned with our forecasts. I'd just like to say that if you reconcile the debt at the end of last year and you compare it with the closing of this quarter, you will see that the debt has increased less than what you would actually have with the calculation of the free cash flow. And this effect is due to the non-cash effect reflected in the P&L account, which we do not adjust at the free cash flow, which are related to tax issues, bank commissions, and the foreign exchange or the currency effects on some balance sheet items. Normally, the variation is very small, but this quarter is a bit higher due to the foreign exchange impact. And without any further ado, I'll give back the floor to our CEO, Mr. Lou Planes, for him to conclude this presentation of results. Well, thank you, Xavier. We have started 2015 in a very solid manner. Our main market shows a significant and sustained growth. And this growth is also translated into better operational results. The growth in Europe and Australia and the expected improvement during the next quarters in North America and China give us solidity and confidence for 2015. The stability in Europe and international opportunities make our company to concentrate its focus on growth by reinforcing strategies to gain market share in Europe and Australia, taking advantage of our operational leveraging, keeping our growth pace in emerging markets like Asia, Middle East, and Africa, reinforcing those markets wherever we already have a presence, and by increasing our commercial action in the rest, and by implementing development plans in our focus markets in Latin America. With the closing data for the first quarter and our provisions and forecasts for April, we restate our prospect for 2015, the same ones we shared with you in our previous results presentation. We will place our sales between 605 and 625 million euro. We will increase our profitability and our EBITDA will be between 70 and 74 million. At this point, I'd like to clarify our net financial debt EBITDA guidance. The net financial debt will be 2.2 times the EBITDA in a natural way and before acquisitions. It is quite likely that we use our capacity up to 2.5 times in order to carry out some acquisition in order to reinforce our international presence. And for this reason, we gave a guidance of 2.5 times in February. I'd like to highlight as well that the sales volume and the results of these potential acquisitions have not been included in our forecasts. And now, yes, we thank you very much for your participation to this multi-conference, and we will be delighted to answer any questions you may have. Thank you very much indeed. So let's now start with the Q&A. Please go ahead with the first question. Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A starts now. If you want to ask a question, you should dial 01 on your phone's dial. Our first question will be from Mr. Albert Sanchez from Reversus. Go ahead. Hello, good morning. Two questions on my side. The first one, I need clarification with regards to the net financial debt over EBITDA below 2.2. If we apply 2.2 to the average range, we have a net financial debt that's very well aligned with the previous year. That means there will be no reduction of your debt, even without acquisitions, to position yourself. I mean, could you give us an orientation as to where it may end? And the second question is, you have mentioned that our prospects of income in France will improve in April. The campaign in the States, we hope it will improve during the rest of the year. These are the two countries that have had the worst performance in the first quarter. Could you give us a company guide as to which has been the evolution of income in April? Thank you. Hello, Alberto. Good morning, and thank you for asking me these two questions. Let me start answering the second one. The evolution we see in April, which has not yet been closed, of course, is a positive one, and it is well aligned with what you see during the first quarter, with a slight speeding up above what we have reported during the first quarter. Basically with a better performance of the North American market. You ask me if France and the States are the two markets that have performed worse. Well, that may be true for the USA, but the French market has performed, as I was telling in my presentation, it has had a better performance than the one we have had in the previous quarters, and it's basically flat. You will remember that last year we were talking about growth rates that were relatively significant. In France, what we see is an acceleration, a good month of March, and the forecasts for April are good. Now, with regards to the net financial debt over EBITDA ratio, at the end of the day, that depends a little bit on the company situation. I mean, the company will generate free cash flow, and our forecast is that we will reduce the ratio or the absolute figure compared to the previous year. And as Alori has mentioned, what we will probably do is use that leveraging capacity, our debt capacity, to carry out some acquisitions. And this, well, you know well our company figures. The company has about 30 to 35 million euros available to carry out acquisitions during the year. Thank you very much indeed. Next question, please. There are no further questions in Spanish. Go ahead. Good morning. Linking up with what you have said about the acquisitions, could you tell us in which market you're thinking of widening your positioning? Thank you. Hi, Elena. Thank you for your question. Well, basically, we're focusing on the Southern Hemisphere, emerging countries in the Southern Hemisphere. During the first quarter, we have made an acquisition in Australia, and we are looking, we want to reinforce all of Latin America and also the African region, basically to compensate a little bit for the business volume and to have a more stable company during the year, and to actually reduce the weight of the Northern Hemisphere campaign with the Southern Hemisphere. Well, thank you very much indeed. Next question, please. Ladies and gentlemen, please remember that to ask a question, you have to press 01 on your phone's dial. Thank you. The next question will be by Mr. Javier Pineda from BBVA. Go ahead. Hello, good morning. I just wanted to ask you, out of the 13% of increase in sales in Spain, could you tell us where it comes from? I mean, which part is applicable to the consumption or to the private consumption, and how you see the prospects in Spain? Thank you. Hello, Javier. Thank you for your question. Well, maybe it's a bit early to say it, but estimates is that they come from both fronts. The estimates stemming from the Spanish Association is that the number of new pool constructions will be increasing. And talking to our customers, we have realized that the levels of activity, maintenance, and the updating of the already existing pools, it has also shown some acceleration this first quarter. And it's an acceleration, it's a speeding up that we saw during the fourth quarter of last year. And if you remember, well, it was already growing with rates of 4%. So, and this is something we have been seeing during the past three quarters. Next question, please. The next question will be by Mr. Javier Campos. Go ahead. Good morning. We have seen in the rest of the world a negative evolution, 2%. The currency in the USA should have helped you because of the appreciation of the American dollar. And you have also said that in Latin America you have had double-digit growth rates. Could you tell us, with regards to the currency effect, which has been the fall of sales in the States? And I would like to know which has been the growth excluding foreign exchange effects in Australia and China. Thank you. Good morning, Javier. Thank you for your questions. Let's see. For the time being, I mean, we're not making a disclosure of the growth rates per country. But your calculation is correct. I mean, the dollar has helped us in the American market, and yet the delay in the start of the campaign in the American market has been significant enough to have an impact on the results, so that the rest of the group has a negative growth rate of 1.8%. What we're seeing in the American market, just to give you a bit of details, is that both last year and during this first quarter, in spite of maintaining all of the accounts and customers, all active, we see that the channel is filled with inventory, with stocks, and products leave the stocks slowly, and to the replenishment of the channel is very slow. We expect that now that the campaign will start in April, well, this trend will change and we'll start seeing growth in the area. Now, with regards to the second part, the growth under constant currency terms in Asia and in Australia, let me see. Bear with me one second, I'm looking for a piece of paper where I had that piece of data. Well, I can tell you that it's a double-digit growth rate in Australia, as I've said, and it is between 15% and 16%. So I believe that the area will be at about 5 or 6%. But I need to make the calculation, because right now, 13%. That's right. It is 13% for the whole area. Thank you. Next question, please. There are no further questions in Spanish or in English. Thank you. Well, this is the end of Fluidra's presentation of results. Thank you for your participation and have a good day.